Welcome back to another episode of Mishmashi Mahlash. I'm your host, Abdo. And I know it has been a while, you know, خبرت عليكم. ولكن I'm back here to serve you some fresh and hot content for you to consume. You know, it's not in my personality, نخبر عليكم. But it is in my personality to, you know, make up for it. والحضر على personalities, I wanted to know, are you a Pisces? أو لا, are you an ENFP? Maybe you're an Aquarius, ENTG, maybe. You see, these days, I feel these have been the only way that we can define who we are. Ya'ima, your zodiac sign, or like you have your MBTI sign, or like yeah, your love language, or whatever. These have been the only way that we can define who we are. Of نفس الوقت, I feel through the internet, and like humanity as a whole, ولينا the same. And I kind of wanted to ring a bell and like warn you, بلي, hey, our personalities are dead and the death of personalities has begun. Nobody is unique anymore. So that's the subject of today's episode. Stay tuned. Okay, so to explain how the death of personalities awalen, I kind of want to talk about gatekeeping. Aula, like fandoms en general. I don't know about you, but me, a while ago, ماشي دابا, to be fair, I used to define myself by the things or the media that I consumed. I remember I used to be a super fan general 21 Pilots, and I used to consume every single little detail about them. I knew the songs of my heart. It was my cringy teenager phase, gel emo musical or whatever. And at that point, as I was a teenager, like 15 or 16, I didn't have anything else to identify by. So I felt really my personality as a whole was 21 Pilots. Ooh, anytime somebody talked shit about them, which to be fair, it's very easy. They're like the Coldplay, like Imagine Dragons, the emo musical, whatever. I would get so offended because I feel really they were kind of offending me first. They were offending 21 Pilots. What I'm trying to say, and you have probably known, or like you were, or like you are, I pray not, I hope you are Deva. You know, the one person is like defining themselves to the contents or the media they consume, and that's how they define who they are. And you know, these people are so easy to like piss off, they are so quick to gatekeep whatever they enjoy, just so they can have the semblance of identity. And that turns out to be an actual thing. You see, it is very common for people to gatekeep. Yeah, that's like normal, whatever. But like a part of the gatekeeping and why people feel offended, fesh, why people asan tend to gatekeep a creator or a music maker or whatever, blah, 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 is because they feel their personality is defined through the media. So they tend to gatekeep the media as a way to compensate for not having a personality, or not having a something else going on in their life. Yes, I'm telling you to go touch grass. You should probably start having grass. Is pretty good to touch. And for the longest time, I feel really, and throughout, like maybe I noticed this. My historical research was like through the early 70s through the early 60s, it feels really that's the only way that people have been defining themselves, that you are a this fan, or that you are a Swiftie, you are a BTS stan, you are blah blah blah. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I can, you know, Taylor Swift's flying joke is pretty funny, and the BTS fandom is like marra marra, they make me laugh. But it feels really this has been the only way we've been able to define ourselves. You're either like your like astrology sign, your MBTI test, your love language, and then also like the content you consume, or the media, or the fandom you follow. And we've kind of lost what it means to be a person. What is the point of having a personality if we are only able to define ourselves through head words or through head expressions or media or whatever? And to be fair, that is not bad. علش? Because you might have noticed recently in memes or internet culture or whatever, the rise of the meme deal just like me. You know, I'm talking Ryan Gosling for Barbie movie, or Ryan Gosling for the Drive movie, or Ryan Gosling for Blade Runner. I think it's about Ryan Gosling. Wait, is the most obnoxious guy you ever meet has they define themselves through Yaima Fights Club, Yaima Drive, Yaima Blade Runner, Yaima some movie made for Shirin, as that's black and white, so you can barely make up shino happening. But it's art, fancy. It's the meme, or the phenomenon, the just like me. The phenomenon jela, where anna we are not able we're not able to put into words what makes us, what makes us special, or what makes my personality. Instead, it's obviously we lack smia jel concept, or smia jel idea, or smia jel the feeling lead the character from media represents. So instead we just tend to be like, oh, he's just like me, or she's just like me. Well, that's how we've been able to define ourselves, or whatever. Like, we've been able to be like, كنشوف someone who's like, I'm not telling myself Ryan Gosling, مثلا. Sure, Ryan Gosling for Blade Runner. And it's pretty popular if I should get the scene. Ryan Gosling is very popular to be like, oh, he's just like me. Because he's like, for the movies, he's portrayed as this awkward guy who, like, he can't talk to women. He's like super lonely. وخلاص, I don't need to tell you how this is very common for like a male growing up the internet, because they tend to be lonely. I think this is en général, the internet has made it very lonely, and there is a loneliness epidemic going on. But the feeling of loneliness and feeling of being awkward towards women, it's not something unique to our age, obviously. Oh, people, they used to give it another name. I don't know what that name is, but I'm pretty sure they had another name for it. Udaba, instead of us using the name, we resorted to newer ways to call Hadleba. So instead of being like, oh, he has the cheese touch, he has the cooties, with women, now we just call them like, oh, you're rizless, you don't have riz, you're just like Ryan Gosling for Blade Runner. Oh, Ryan Gosling is just like me. It's the loss, but maybe it's the redefinition gel a concept or an idea that we can define ourselves through with. So instead of being like, oh yeah, and now I actually kind of feel like I am had the idea like Nietzsche could have 15th century. I know Nietzsche was not in the 15th century, but just bear with me for the joke. Nietzsche could have the 15th century. Well, given that I am a very sophisticated person, I can obviously share had the idea and just could understand me without issue. No. It's way easier for being like, ha ha ha, look at this funny meme, look at this funny meme, look at this guy, he's just like me. That's way old and relatable, and then again, like, fun to share. It makes it easier for us to open up about our feelings and our personalities, as we describe them. Rather than being like, I am just like Nietzsche, you can be more like, oh, I am just like a little character for media, basically. And this rule is great and all, but it kind of loses sense if we start making it about cats and animals in general. I know the memes, you know the memes, they're on TikTok, they're everywhere, but like, it's the hamster meme that is currently trending, the hamster meme. And there's also like a while ago where you would just post a video of cats and be like, ha, that's just like me. Yes, you know, where does that joke come from? You would be able to trace it back, so like, the internet adoring cats awelen, and like the autistic meme senian, and the way that they represent Gen Z, where we feel our experience is inhuman, so we relate it to cats instead because they're more goofy and approachable. You don't have to care about this because at the point, but also this is what it's like to research and write about internet culture. And I should make this into a degree, so that would be a great degree. Imagine rolling up positive LinkedIn where you're like, Cher réseau, je suis très fier à annoncer que j'ai reçu mon diplôme et mon master à le mimologie, la culture internet, et mon projet de soutenance, c'était mon PFE, c'était it was about the hamster girl and how that relates to capitalism or whatever. Ouais. Point is, it is easier for us to point at things, ولا, like memes or whatever is trendy, and be like, oh, that's just like me, rather than like give words or expressions to the idea or concept that makes us us, whether it's emotions or like the way we act or whatever. And it's a matter of like how comfortable you are, because like, why would you go through the process of explaining what's like, what's it like being a woman, what is it like being in love, when you can just point at a Mitski song and be like, oh, she gets me, I am Mitski, or like, I am the song of Mitski, or whatever. So it's way easier to do that, fancy. Well, because of that, we have had a lot of personalities, because the internet makes us consume so many things at the same time, where everyone consumes the same thing. And this is the next segment. So it is undeniable that the internet has made us the same person with the same humor and same everything, sarahatan. It is this loss that has made it good and bad, actually. It's good and bad. I'll start with the bad and then move on to the good. The bad thing about it, it's the death of personalities. You cannot find something unique or stand out because everyone is being served the same content, especially if you're in the same geographical location where you speak the same language. It's only evidence believe both people will have the same for you page or like the same algorithm proposing the same content. Trendy content exists for a reason, because so many people consume it for the same time. And it, as a result, as a consequence, it has become even more like, as a way to define who you are is how niche or how unpopular your For You page is. Like, and now I'm special because my For You page, because we're in a, like, car, I'm not talking about myself, I'm making an example now, but like, someone's Instagram page, for an algorithm, yellow, reels, yellow, giving all car crash videos. And then the other guy, like, all car crash videos and like, what percentage, yellow, like, trendy content. And then another guy will get the same percentage content, yeah, like trendy content, but then his For You page, like unpopular, smaller video creators, yeah, like, I don't know, cooking or whatever. Or you can be like special or stand out, where you send the career to your friend or whatever and be like, ah, look what I found. Because that's not make you bashful For You page, yeah, if that makes sense. So you, as a consequence, you create a sub-personality, essentially, where you're like, oh, my For You page, because we're in Mara Mara had very unpopular videos. In your For You page, because we're in Mara Mara, some niche content. And granted, that's good. That's whatever. I don't really have an opinion on that. It exists, whatever. But also, I feel believe, if we're talking about the percentage, yeah, trendy or the typical content that everybody sees, it kind of makes it so that everyone has the same humor, so that everyone has the same everything. And I can clearly explain this by an example that I asked for him immediately, where you're scrolling and you thought of the best joke, and you thought like, oh, this joke, I'm going to go comment it. I'm going to go comment at the joke for the comments. And then you open the comments and the most popular comments is the joke that you want to say. And it kind of, that example alone, like, shows really how, like, we have the same personalities and, like, the same humor and everything, because we are being served the same content, the same everything we are. And that's not, okay, that's not to be like, oh, the internet is bad, social media is bad. Like, no, I'm not saying that. You can also see this, but, like, our ancestors or whatever, like, the generation قبل منا, because fresh something big happened, it would get published on the news, and everybody at that time read the newspaper, so everybody would be in the know of the newspaper, so everybody in turn would have the same ideas and same personality or whatever. Granted, there is a higher percentage gel anomaly gel being like the outsider vixi or like standing out from the group, but still everyone was aware of the same thing at the same time. Now it's the internet. Back then, it was newspapers. It's not that hard to grasp or whatever. You fucking know, I hate making comparisons. Nah, only in our generation. Only, no, that's such a bullshit excuse. It's a human pattern. And the death of personalities is basically a clickbait. There is some truth to it. It has also been a pattern. It's repeating at the times. It's the human experience. It is not the death of experience. I'm gonna talk about this more for the end, but again, this is just like a preview or whatever. Well, moving on to the last point, just how we are losing personality through media. It's capitalism. It's capitalism, my favorite. Okay, it's a mix of gel capitalism, social media, hyper social media. Okay, so quick tip and a quick secret reveal, top 10 secrets revealed. Nobody would tell you about how dark the social media is. Okay, so social media rewards people who stand out. That's very clear. Obviously, the more you stand out, the more you have a unique experience, the more you are unique, niche, social media, like algorithms of social media find it easier for them to recommend you, because it is easier for an algorithm to recommend واحد content that identifies itself as I am Anna, this X person making X content for X people. So when the algorithm sees بلي a new person اللي كيتفرج kind of relates to X content or subjects, عاد they serve you like the same person. So algorithms reward people who try to be as extreme as possible for their personalities. So the point is هو أن فش people want the success of social media, and in turn that gives them more money, and in turn that's capitalism, because capitalism encourages having money. It's a free market, not bad, not good. And if you have the central opinion, they are rarely considered, and the rarely considered like subjects, they do not get rewarded for social media algorithms or whatever. And naturally, people who want success for the internet would tend to serve the niche and try to stand out, to always be known as the person who does X thing, as that's easier to get famous of. Why do I say this? Well, I say this because the average person most likely has a centralist opinion. And if not, I will leave one of, and if you're a creator about to be like successful on the internet, as follow these extreme people who serve an extreme case of personality. And it kind of makes it difficult, because the result is either you are a centralist and go ahead opinion من هنا ومن هنا, where nobody rewards you for that because the algorithm will not reward you for being a centralist, especially if you're a creator. وفي نفس الوقت, if you are making content that is extreme, لا من هنا لا من تما, you are kind of encouraging people to separate themselves into groups. And first you have groups, you no longer have personalities. You are either a head person or you are either decal person. And people who consume media would associate themselves with one of these opinions. And the people who have personalities may not cause sign. And in this example, I'm calling them centralist. They do not tend to stand out because the algorithm does not reward it. Because for the algorithm, it is bad if you show a person who consider hajia or hajia. So the people who have a personality are centralist, يعني اللي يخدو بحقهم. أنا I like this, but also I find it wrong, so I'm gonna like this or this. Will not tend to get pushed in the algorithm, so I will not. My personality will not be known. Instead, algorithms prefer شي واحد اللي كيسيرفي واحد الاكستريم كونتنت ولا اكستريم ايديولوجي ولا اكستريم whatever فواحد النيش. وفاش you have that, as a result, people define themselves in groups. I am either a stand ديال هادي ولا stand ديال هادي. I am either a conservative or a liberalist. This is political, whatever. It's that type of thing where it leads to personalities being in groups rather than a spectrum. You are either this or that. And it's only rewarded because algorithms reward that, and people tend to follow had the reward because social media, success on social media means money, means opportunities, and in capitalism that means success. So creators who are looking for success, who are looking for virality, would tend to make extreme contests. Point. نقطة. Whatever. Okay, so if the last 3 points can loss of personalities through media and the media we consume, loss through social media, through capitalism or whatever, this point will talk about the loss of personalities through categorization. And this means the astrology, the love languages, the Myers personality test, ودك شكامل ديال لك, what type of bread, what type of Disney princess are you, whatever. Okay, just a heads up, I'm not trying to hate nor promote like astrology or whatever. It's up for you to believe. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're so cringe, you think Billy Mercury in retrograde will affect your mood. I don't care, bro. I literally do not care. If you find joy in that, then have at it. But what I'm trying to say, there has been a loss of personality through had popularity of categorization. If you ever seen anime, especially anime game, where you have like heroes, and had heroes, there's S class, and then there's B class, and then there's A class and C class. People, I think humans in general are kind of obsessed of putting everything in categories. So it's not surprising to me if we have personalities defined through categories. You're either a love language this or love language that. You're either a rising kada or a ascending kada. And you're either a four letters head or a four letters head. And my point is, and you shouldn't define your personality through these, because hadu lead through like boxing yourself and not able to get out, you will always be defined as Dekal person is this and this and this, rather than being like, I am a free form, I do not have a shape, I simply exist. And this kind of my slight tangent, but it's kind of the advice the people give that you are like recovering from an addiction, rather than defining your, if you're recovering from an addiction, rather than defining yourself as someone who is abstaining from addiction, you don't even care about that substance. You're not someone who's recovering from cigarettes. You just don't smoke. You're not. If you're always trying to think about quitting cigarettes, then you won't quit cigarettes. You just don't have to think about it. That's how you quit. It's that redefining yourself, basically. That's the point that I'm trying to prove, of how you, first you give terms to yourself, you box yourself, your personality, and in turn micro categories ultimately do not make a personality, they make groups. And the next part deal had party is about debunking the personality test deal MBTI or love languages as well, starting with the Myers-Briggs type indicator, ala MBTI for short. It is a pseudo-scientific test li tries to base people on four skills out of four letters. You are either introverts or extroverts, you are either sensing or intuition, you are either thinking or feeling, or you are judging or perceiving. And your personality is tested among the four scales, and the results give you four letters that represents who you are. In this world, according to Myers-Briggs, the two people who found it, you are either, you're one of 16 personalities. And this test is poor, in a way to write this, and I'll explain. But also, it sucks because a lot of companies use it as a scale, or as a way to recruit hires. They think if your personality is kada kada, they make you take the test and see whether your personality is matching the profile ki qalbu ilay. Is obviously bullshit. And to prove it, the two people li kitbu had al-kitab, the first person was Catherine Cook Briggs. She was the author jel had al-idea en general li bdat al-recherche jelu f 1917. And for context, she had zero background in psychology. She only studied political science. Utaniya, she was self-taught in the field of psychometric testing, which is the field jel psychology li relates to like giving metrics to psychology. Like it's how to say, had the skill to psychological concepts. So this person has zero background in psychology, wrote had fikra jala or had theory jala, and her daughter Isabel Briggs Myers zed is kimlet ala hadi. And this indicator took off for World War II, where in the US it was used as a way to try to match women a job that would be suitable for them when it came to serve the war. And because of this background, and because of the people that created that test have zero psychological evidence, it is a wrong and poor way to identify people, to make this your personality. It's innovative, but it doesn't stand ground, and that's bullshit. And you know what else is bullshit? the love languages, the five love languages that everybody likes to talk about on Tinder or Bumble, where people are like, oh, my love language is gifts given, and yakhurt, no, my love language is quality time. Scientifically, this has zero standing, because awalan, how do you quantify a love language, awalan? Utaniyan, if there was to be love, then surely there would be more than five languages. La, it doesn't have to be contained for a simple value. Ah, you either quality time, allow you either this, allow you either that. I don't understand how this became. Oh, I kind of get how it became popular, because it gives people an excuse to be like, to identify as a way to be like, oh, my love language is this, and my love language is this. And if these two match, then you're like, oh, we're a perfect partner. It's just another bullshit metric people tend to know, so they can, like, in an attempt to be more interesting, basically. Ooh, the love language itself is bullshit. Personally, I think it's bullshit, and science agrees as well. And I don't want to be the person that's like, according to a scientific paper, this means your argument is false. No, I think also feelings have to be considered, first we are talking about like she concept. But the problem with love languages is that it also promotes a toxic love, basically. If you are with a partner, you are like, both of you get it, whether then like stopping this emotional abuse for both parties, you would, the book or the love language theory would theorize and be like, la, it's just because your love language doesn't match with theirs, so maybe you should try to match their love language, and then you would have a happier relationship. It promotes like staying in an abusive or a toxic relationship rather than, you know, letting that shit go and finding a better partner they would just match and click, instead of being justifying it through like, it's just your love languages aren't compatible, so try to adapt to their love language. It is a bullshit model for a bullshit theory to try to quantify love and try to find love that would match. Just go out, touch grass for the love of God. Touch grass, talk to another human, and eventually you'll find love, bro. It is that simple. Harfayin. قبل ما نسأل هذا segment and move on to the next segment. I know a lot of people would be questioning like, oh, I wonder what his opinion on astrology is. I don't want to talk about it, LLM, because it's not for me to determine. If you fully believe like the planets affect how you are or whatever, sure, whatever. But what does bother me about astrology is people who try to define themselves, who try to force themselves or their personalities to act accordingly to what their star sign, out of their rising, out of their whatever sign tells them to be, rather than just being the person who they are. It can be a fun side hobby or whatever, but also it's, if you're trying to self-fit yourself into the prophecy of the astrology sign, then you are only trying, you are only harming yourself, because you are not trying to act according to your personality. Apart from that, I don't want to comment everything else, because it has a nation's history or whatever, and I don't want to get in touch with that. I just want to debunk MBTI love languages, because they're generally shit and they should be forgotten and burned, and discarded. So the question remains, if the internet's qdala or personalities, mha or personalities, and if categorization pal brig ma MBTI love language are personalities, then did older people have a personality? No, fuck no. But bro, they also had the same issue. As I mentioned qabila, this is not a Gen Z or a millennial issue. This is a human issue. The problems that we have daba also apply to them and even the people before them. It is not something new, and the generation after us will also have the same problems with the same solutions and everything. The pursuit of trying to find a personality, or trying to stand out or be unique, has always been relevant for the human life. I'm just look at every philosopher out there and how all of them try to stand out against the grain and be like, you people do kada kada, but I am different, I do kada kada. Even though like, this is the same philosopher to this time, I'm sure you are able to find who also relate and match the same personality. Nietzsche would have a field trip, would be so joyous of current egoistic narcissistic influencers or whatever. And it's in conspiracy theories would fucking love Descartes, the way like he questions everything. I think it's Descartes, or is that Kant? I don't know. William, the philosopher who doubted everything. Still, my point is when having a personality or fearing the death of personalities has been a human experience that transcends time. It is nothing new, and it will not, and we won't ever cure ourselves of it. Hence, it is a human experience. The internet or media or categorization is only a tool that allows it to happen. It was going to happen one way or another. Because internet can happen حاجة أخرى, just like the people before us did, basically. Ultimately, wish had a problem. No, not really. Why are we obsessed on trying to be unique? Why are we obsessed with trying to be the most popular person or trying to be as unique as possible? So long as you have friends you can laugh with, so long as you have experiences you have lived, you have nothing to prove for no one. You had struggled yet trying to define who you are or be a personality. It does not matter. This resurgent will always exist. We always have a struggle to be as unique and be as popular and be as whatever. It doesn't matter. You are the culmination of every person you have met. That alone is enough to make you feel special. Or tomorrow, today, you have affected somebody else and made their personality something new. موسيقى اللي طلقتي في the car when you were with your friends has inspired your friend to become a fan ديال هاد الباند, and in turn هما will inspire somebody else to listen to the band. In the same time, your friend invited you to and like treated you to a meal for the first time, which basic, then that's a new part of your personality. You are the culmination ديال every person, that enough should be joyous in itself. You don't have nothing and no one to prove in the quest they are trying to be as unique as possible, where you can be defined in a room amra with people or whatever. But well, that's not the point, because you know who has the coolest personality of anybody in the universe? It is you, the listener. With that as concerns at الحلقة ديال المشمش محلاش, I hope you had fun. It was very joyous to record. I felt like رجع لي ما Tumblr فش I recorded the episode. But if you did enjoy the episode, then recommend it to a friend. Maybe share it with them. Share it on your story. Yeah, maybe even connect with me on Instagram as Abdou Njam, ABDONEGIM. And until next time, bye.